This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. The Indian Space Research Organization has successfully completed the undocking of two satellites, part of the Space Docking Experiment mission, marking a significant milestone in India's space exploration journey. Union Minister for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh has congratulated ISRO for its successful demonstration of the undocking experiment as part of the SPADEX mission. In his post on the social media site X, the minister said it will pave the way for the smooth conduct of ambitious future missions, including the Bharatiya Antariksh Station Chandrayaan 4 and Gangayaan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav will reach out to the global community in New Delhi today ahead of the World Audio Visual and Entertainment Summit 2025. Through the event, the government aims to highlight the transformative potential of WAVES as a unified global platform for the rapidly growing media and entertainment sector. More than 100 ambassadors and high commissioners will outline opportunities for a synergistic approach in the media and entertainment sector during the event. The first editions of the WAVES WAVES Summit is scheduled to be held from the 1st to 4th of May in Mumbai. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah virtually inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for various developmental projects worth ₹146 in his Lok Sabha constituency of Gandhinagar in Gujarat this afternoon. These projects are related to railways, roadways and healthcare. Mr. Shah highlighted India's remarkable progress, especially in infrastructure development. The minister said that India now possesses the second longest road network and the third largest metro network in the world. Union Ayush Minister Pratap Rao Jadhav today inaugurated Yoga Mahotsav 2025 in New Delhi to mark the 100 days countdown to the 11th International Yoga Day, which will be held on 21st June across the globe. On the occasion, the minister also announced that within 100 days, 10 significant events will be organized in different parts of the country. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has said that the central government is committed to empowering young people through strategic policies and initiatives, aligning with the vision of making India a developed nation by 2047. Speaking at an event under the Vikshit Bharat Yuva Connect initiative at Kashmir University last evening, Dr. Mandavia emphasized the crucial role of youth in shaping India's future. The India Meteorological Department has issued yellow alerts over several districts of Arunachal Pradesh. Rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning is very likely to occur at isolated locations over the next 24 hours. In the meantime, as per a special weather bulletin issued today, a cyclonic circulation lies over east activity with isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall. Thunderstorm lightning is very likely to increase over Arunachal Pradesh from today to 17th March. Northern Railway is operating more than 400 special trains for smooth travel of passengers ahead of the Holi festival. Comprehensive arrangements have been made to facilitate the passengers at different railway stations in Delhi NCR. Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railways Himanshu Sekhar Upadhyay informed that security arrangements, mini control rooms and waiting areas have been set up for passengers at the New Delhi, Anand Vihar and Hazrat Nizamuddin railway stations. The Bombay Stock Exchange and the National Stock Exchange will be closed for trading tomorrow in observance of the Holi festival. Trading in the equity derivatives, securities, lending and borrowing and currency derivatives segments will also remain suspended tomorrow. Meanwhile, the commodity market will remain closed during the morning. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in parts of Assam, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.